It's as if fentanyl is raining on our reservation.
That I'll do anything to help.
Marvin Weatherwax Jr. is a tribal leader here and says much of the drug activity on his reservation stems from Mexican cartels selling to community members and using their homes, often in remote areas, as distribution hubs.
They've infiltrated our reservation. They've married in. They've basically set up shop. It's just a problem that won't go away.
Just this week, I officially designated the drug cartels as foreign terrorist organizations, including Tren de Aragua and MS-13, which gives us great power.
Trump's saying they're going to strategically target the cartels.
We're talking about sending military forces to fight against the drug cartels in Latin America. Do you think it's worth sending our forces, our U.S. forces there to take this on?
We love this country like they love their countries. We have to protect our country. So, we're playing a tough game.
Oh, you can't do that. So much money is laundered through. It'll collapse the economy. Trump doesn't care.
According to the New York Times, behind the scenes, Trump's moving all the pieces into place to pull this off. Mexico's got a big problema.
But it has nothing to do with Mexican territory. It has to do with their country. It does not involve our territory.
So it would be within the United States?
Within the United States, exactly.
El Presidente doesn't comprehend that.
Mexico's president draws red line U.S. kinetic operations against drug cartels not welcome on her soil. Well, you know what's not welcome? Millions of dead from fentanyl. And all the crime, and all the human trafficking, and all the crap.
In 1989, the Sinaloa drug cartel dug its first drug tunnel between a house in Agua Prieta, Sonora, to a warehouse located in Douglas, Arizona.
Is this appear to be an isolated case, or perhaps is it part of a tunnel network?
They're not quite sure about this. They say the investigation is continuing, but they say that they believe that this is in no way a maiden voyage for these people. They must have had quite a bit of financial backing and have been working in drug smuggling for quite some time.
Now, 34 years later, new evidence reveals that the Mexican drug cartels have burrowed their way into the American government.
The Sinaloa cartel is like, whoa. Let me get this right. The Federal Reserve of the United States of America is now in the business of money laundering. Count us in. And so now they are laundering their money through the pot industry of Colorado. One of the many problems in Mexico today is that the cartels have diversified. They've gotten into cargo theft and kidnapping and avocados and limes and real estate and local government. And criminality is always going to exist.
Arizona-based forensic investigator Jacqueline Brager dove down a deep rabbit hole into the sovereign dismantling corruption narrative after appearing in front of the Arizona Legislature's Senate Elections Committee and House Municipal Oversight and Elections Committee. Brager claimed that while investigating a nationwide racketeering epidemic involving the Sinaloa drug cartel, their team accidentally discovered election fraud. The web involved a real estate money laundering operation infiltrating all levels of government, constructed in order to trade influence to the Sinaloa cartel for backdoor money and control over elections and anyone that stood in their way.
We concluded that several real estate agents convicted in Iowa had set up laundering systems in Arizona and thereafter had transferred the proceeds of sales to the Panamanian corporations. These documents have definitely evidenced multiple racketeering enterprises.
And the Mexican military will finally work with us as soon as their president buckles. And the Army's pretty corrupt down there. I'm told from my sources the Navy and their Marines are pretty good, the Mexican Marines. And then Sheinbaum can take a hike down there if she wants to work with the cartels. So, you want to find a war Alex Jones is for? You want to find a war that I support? It's not against the Mexican people. They're the main victims of this, even worse than us. It is the drug cartels that do not respect this country, do not respect us, and of course the CIA helped do it, and Trump's taking control of that. They're going after the banks that launder the money, they're shutting down the CIA operations, and they've told the cartels, they've had 7 months, and they told the Mexican government, Trump told them, you will make a real effort to shut this down, or we're going to come down there and we're going to kill people. Wars are when you're actually being killed by somebody. Wars are for when someone is crapping all over you. Wars is when a neighboring country does not respect you and is run by criminals that are attacking you. That's what war is for when it's just. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I bring you whatever I personally think is the best and the coolest. That's our marketing plan. This knife sells all day long in stores for $100 or more. We bought a whole bunch of us. We can sell it to you for $78. Stainless steel, blacked out, double-edged, razor sharp, 1776 on the hilt, high-tech scabbard, hooks on your belt, doesn't come out, is amazing, right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com for 40% off despite the fact it's selling out. And then this, World War II updated trench knife, 10 inches, razor sharp, stainless steel, Spartan, tip of the spear. You can get this massively discounted up to 40% off right now with the Blades and Bullion Super Sale at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And that goes for these four silver collectible coins that are selling out as well, up to 40% off right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. So take action.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Mornings, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Owen Schroyer, the War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. Central. And all our special reports and special Saturday and Sunday transmissions, you can find at Real Alex Jones on X and Infowars.com/show. All right, ladies and gentlemen. I want to open the phones up, interspersed with news in this hour. Then we have a medical doctor coming on with just the incredible evidence, the studies, all of it, of the turbo cancers from the poison shots and a lot of new developments that have happened in the last few weeks, where I haven't been hammering too much on the ongoing COVID apocalypse, the COVID vaccine genocide. I mean, you could call it a Holocaust. That's what it is. So I got a huge stack of clips and documents and studies. That's coming up. Then in the fourth hour, I've got a bunch of big topics and subjects that people aren't focusing on that are very important. I'm going to hit, and I'll continue with your calls as well. So I want to open the phones up, though, specifically for first-time callers. And we'll put National Guard, law enforcement to the head of the line. If you are an illegal alien and disagree, also let us know. And you're welcome. We don't just want people calling in that agree. We don't screen your calls other than you have a clean phone line and want to talk about the topic. So here's the topic. Interspersed with the news. I told you Boasberg would be overturned when he said ICE and the deportation courts can't deport illegal aliens, particularly ones with long rap sheets. That got overturned over the weekend, and the appellate court said he abused his power and is going to be disciplined, and they have impeachment proceedings been introduced in Congress. I knew, just as a layperson that studies the Constitution, that what he and other judges was doing was 100% illegal. Preposterous. I mean, on its face. That's absolutely the powers of the president. But he and all these other judges continue to get overturned, but they're slowing everything down. And people were blown away. Oh, my God, we heard Trump was a dictator. We heard this was all illegal. You got the Drudge Report. Oh, Trump's a dictator, martial law, federalizing the police, on and on and on. When there is insurrection, when there is rioting, when cities have super high crime rates, time and time again, Republican and Democrat presidents going back hundreds of years sent troops in. We have armies of criminals and gangs robbing, raping, stealing, killing. I mean, everybody I know has had their house broken into, their car stolen or carjacked or family killed. Killed, shot, killed being mugged, or killed by fentanyl. Everyone I know has lost people. And everybody I know has lost people to the COVID shots. So, but Hillary Clinton says, D.C. crime's at a 30-year low because they've still got 6-8-month-old crime statistics. Because what did Obama, Biden do when he got in 4.5 years ago? They stopped reporting crime statistics from the major cities. That's a lie, Hillary, and you know it is. Yeah, real clear. Stealth edit. FBI quietly revised violent crime stats and just said we're not counting any of them. So imagine not reporting any violent crime for the first time in the FBI's history. They were set up for statistics at first. Remember, the FBI used to be the best at statistics, they said, other than insurance companies. And then they just said, we're not going to report any of the violent crime that's reported to us. And they reported a 0.2% drop in crime. Now, even with fake numbers, Hillary, it's 30-year low. Everybody around the country, is crime at a 30-year low? No, everybody's going, shaking their head, going, nope. How many of you had your car broken into? How many of you had your business broken into? How many of you have been carjacked or had family carjacked? How many of you been mugged? How many of you got friends or family got shot dead or run over by an illegal alien drunk driver? How many of you had your identity stolen by illegal aliens? How many of you had your job taken by illegal aliens? Yeah, we all know. So now the media is telling you that, man, Trump's insane. Why, D.C. is just a wonderland. So I want to take your calls on this subject. Because the left was planning civil insurrection. They were planning to overthrow the Trump administration. That was the plan by John Podesta. They said, if he wins, we'll have civil insurrection and we'll make it race-based. But it's not working. And now Trump is set up and ready when they try to pull it again with their No Kings type protest, where they come out and attack the police and ICE and shoot at them and throw cinder blocks at them. And you've seen it. Yeah, Jasmine Crockett, Democrat base wants to see a fight over redistricting. Remember the big polls came out a month ago. Democrats, the majority of Democrats want blood and want a civil war. They're doing polls of Democrats where the majority say, we want to get violent. And then they turn around and tell Trump, for gearing up for it, he's bad. No, Trump is being very prudent. Everything he's doing is constitutional. I'm an expert on the police state in that area. Interviewed all these top constitutional lawyers on the subject. And what Trump is doing is absolutely measured and constitutional, and it's all being upheld. Trump makes illegal aliens sleep in cages. No, that was Obama. They eat on the floor at Alligator Alcatraz, and they show the video of the nice cafeteria. Lies, 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 lies. Democrats' war game for election includes West Coast secession, triggering a civil war. They were the ones gearing up for a civil war and then gun confiscation and a tyranny and trying to train police the last 30 years. I had whistleblowers from the Marines, whistleblowers from the Army, the 29 Palms survey. The military was being trained for gun confiscation and locking down cities and installing basically communist leadership, and the military came to us and blew the whistle because they knew it was treason. And we exposed it, and we fought it, and they failed. That's the police state I'm talking about. Not Trump deploying National Guard to riot scenes and collapsing cities. Not Trump putting federal agents out on the street to back up the police. Remember the movie Civil War they produced 3 years ago or 2 years ago that came out last year? All showing you what they had planned. But it's not working. So here's the toll-free number. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. What do you think about this? Now, there are issues of the feds and jurisdictional systems if they're not invited in by the locals. And the problem is these county commissioners and mayors and police chiefs, a lot of them are Soros people. So for general crime, it's a fine line. When you're dealing with illegal aliens, the feds have total jurisdiction. But this is a Band-Aid. What we need is not National Guard on the street long-term and troops quartered among us. That's where this is going, potentially. What we need is to remove the Soros racketeer crime syndicates that have created these communist bases. Let's put Drudge back up real quick. Trump building police state. Watch and monitor citizens. Widespread discontent among National Guard. Pentagon plans reaction force. So see, they're gearing up for the Civil War. They admit is their official Democrat Party plan. And ahead of that, I've been telling you this before he even got back into office, they're going to bill him as a dictator because he's getting all this intel and sees all this building up and the fact that he's just getting the National Guard in a posture to try to deal with this. And he's getting ready to hit the cartels that have killed millions of Americans with fentanyl. And he knows they can launch terror attacks. So no, Trump is defending the Republic. Obviously, the globalists have created this crisis, has opened the door for this. And if we are able to take the country back and secure things and shut this attempted civil war down, then if they continued with National Guard and feds roaming around and tried to cement it and tried to then expand like the ADL wants into people's free speech and things, then I would say, all right, this is now a police state. But when you respond to a Democrat Party deep state plan for civil war based on a race-based system and burning down the country, and you prepare for that, you didn't start that. This is the response you should have to it. But it's still very dangerous. And that's the climate they brought us into. All of this is extremely dangerous. She had Robert Barnes on about this subject. So you're already under siege with the defunding of the police and the crime and the DAs letting the violent criminals out. They knew exactly what they were doing. They've done the exact same thing in Europe. Europe is just 80% of their tourism gone. Giant no-go zones everywhere where white people can't even go. It's open season. I've got like 15, 20 videos today of Irish being chased down by Africans, and even the Indians they brought in are just hunting down and beating white people and burning things. It's all an NGO plan for destabilization and balkanization. So yeah, the Coast Guard's roaming around boarding boats, coming into our waters to see what's in them. That's what you're supposed to have on a border. That's what the ocean is your border. That's what your National Guard is. That's what your Coast Guard is. It's what the feds are supposed to do. But now Trump's trying to implement what should have already been there, and people are freaking out. In an old fortress in medieval times, you don't have the guards at the fortress guarding and pointing swords at the baker or the cobbler. No, they're up on the parapets. They're watching the horizon. They've got scouts in case there's an invasion. That's where they are. And I know people that understand basic history and common sense know this, but remember, the left thinks two men can have a baby. They think communism is a great political system. You want me to show you the dozens and dozens of videos of whites being hunted down and beaten half to death or to death just in the UK and Ireland right now? I mean, these are all new videos. It's like a sport to chase white kids. It's a sport to come up to a white woman with a baby and stab it in the face. That's like an Islamic ritual. Stab the white baby. You want to see some white babies getting stabbed? I can show you a whole bunch of new ones. I got graphic video of babies being stabbed in the face. And if you show that on the internet in the UK, you get arrested. Because they know what they're doing. We're under attack, ladies and gentlemen. We have to come together and understand what it is. And nobody's a bigger victim of these crime waves than the, quote, minorities. They're getting killed in mass and hurt as well. All right, I want to hit your calls and bombshell, treasonous, dim Schiff caught red-handed leaking and twisting intelligence to try to frame Trump. It's smoking gun, high-level intelligence agents, gave it to the FBI. I mean, the house of cards is coming down. Schiff's the prime guy they want to indict. And I know they're trying. And I don't know how they could miss. I mean, the guy is just as crooked as the dog's back leg. We'll get to all of that coming up. But right now, let's go to your phone calls. Golden victory in Ohio on the crime wave that Hillary Clinton says doesn't exist. Did you know that, golden victory?
Absolutely, I know that. My issue is simply this. The white people who started that fight down there should have been charged, too. Everybody that jumped in it and hit them people should have been charged. That's a huge failure by the Cincinnati police. They got a horrible history of what they've done in Cincinnati. Specifically the police. That's why that white lady is the police to start with. That's why she's the chief.
No, listen, I hear what you're saying. You understand my perspective. When you've got Democrats and Homeland Security saying there's a white crime wave attacking white people, and then they hide the statistics, my point is that telling black youth through the liberal brainwashing system that it's open season on white people is wrong, just like in the 50s and 60s in some areas of the South, where they told young white people it was open season on black people. You get what I'm saying?
That's a color revolution.
Yeah.
That's what that is. Yeah, that's completely wrong. Look, I get it. My dad was Cleveland police, uncle, granddad, Cleveland police, sergeant. It is a crime issue. The thing is, white intra-racial crime is way higher than white interracial crime with blacks. It's about 2-3 times higher. And so,
You're right. Whites tend to attack whites. Hispanics tend to same. Yeah, no. People kill people that look like them more often.
Yeah, we live around each other more often. The tribalism thing. But crime is crime is crime. We have to address the war on drugs. We have to stop enforcing the United Nations drug schedule, and we have to stop enforcing unconstitutional gun laws, which were created to target blacks.
Totally true. So let me ask you this. What do you think? You sound like you're pretty informed. Golden victory. What do you think of what Trump's doing? You think it's heavy-handed or you think it's unconstitutional?
I don't think it even really matters when we're at the whim of the Federal Reserve Bank. Who's paying all the police? They're all federalized anyhow. Look what happened with Derek Chauvin. We got George Floyd trying to print money from his future labor trust and getting his neck stood on for it when just 6 miles down the road, at the Minneapolis Federal Reserve Bank, they're printing money nonstop every day, all day.
Chauvin did know him and work with him. You were thinking that was a setup went wrong?
I don't think it was a setup necessarily, but I think it was taken advantage of. Definitely taken advantage of. Derek Chauvin and George Floyd worked together. There's a lot of counterfeit money going in and out of that club. Chauvin was moonlighting. He didn't want that reported. George Floyd decided his name was J.P. Morgan and went and printed his own $20 bill. Got his neck stood on for it. I mean, it doesn't get much darker than that.
I hear you. Well, what is your prediction for what's going on with the Democrats being in so much trouble and all the things Trump's doing? What's your gut level view on the world today?
I think Trump made a huge mistake by not listening to Ron Paul and auditing and ending the Federal Reserve Bank. There's no way you can pay for anything with an IOU, okay? I want to be able to walk to the Federal Reserve discount window and get $100 billion like I work for you said.
You're right. Thank you for the call. Yeah, for people that don't understand this, the private central banks give themselves unlimited money, and then they loan it to us on interest, and then they always position the budgets to be broken so that countries collapse so the banks can then take everything over for nothing. It's real simple, actually. And again, most of your trust lawyers, you know, your parents got a little bit of money. One of them's already died. The other's about to die. They don't tell you, oh, you better go do a family partnership, or they better make you co-owner now so then you don't have to pay any taxes. No, then they go to probate court and take your house. And most of the lawyers won't even tell you that. It's the people perish for lack of knowledge. Terry in Indiana on the crime wave, D.C. and Trump. What's your view on this?
Hi, Alex. Pleasure to talk to you. I've been trying to call for years, been listening to your fears. I love the show. My opinion on the D.C. and the National Guard, why Trump's doing this, I don't think it has anything to do with crime. I think that he's getting everybody in place because when he starts indicting their asses real quick here, I think before all the rioting and all the bull garbage starts, he's going to have everybody in place. Trump is 2.0. Trump is two steps ahead of him.
I want to say I agree with you, and I guess I'm a bad communicator. I guess I needed to just say it succinctly like you. Yeah, the Democrats said if he got back in, they would trigger a race-based civil war, which doesn't even mean it's really race-based. They're just trying to make it look like that as the cover, just like their movie Civil War that's pre-programmed it. And they are going to engage in terror attacks, assassinations. They're going to do false flags, you name it. And absolutely, Trump is gearing up for the indictments that are coming. Because I'm telling you, folks, this isn't 8 years ago when I told you there'll be no indictments. I'm telling you, I've talked to the head people, okay? I'm not going to name drop here. I'll leave it at that. And they said, no, we've been given billions of dollars and thousands of people, you know, 800 one task force, over 1,000 another, and they are going for it, brother.
Yep, I agree with you 100%. He's gearing up for it, and this is not 8 years ago. You're 100% right.
Yeah, there's been a globalist coup over the country. Trump hasn't gotten full control yet. And quite frankly, after all the treason and stuff we saw, we don't need martial law against the general public, but this is a war. At a certain point, these globalists, and we'll go through the court system and give them their due process, but at the end of the day, if I woke up and all these globalists, you know, had, let's just said, taken a drive out of the country, I would understand it, because that's the atmosphere they put us in. I mean, this is treason. These people are making a real run at us, and they're hoping they can hide behind due process, and at a certain point, you know, the gloves come off.
Absolutely. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. I'm just telling you. I'm just being completely honest with everybody right here. And we can bitch and complain about Trump should have done this or Trump should have done that. He's trying to stop the wars. He's trying to stabilize the country. He's trying to get massive tax cuts, which he did, that are incoming, and no tax on tips and everything. And it got capped at $25,000 a year, but that's your first $25,000 in tips you get. That's big. He wanted all of it. Unlimited. You bust your ass, get $100,000 of tips, that's yours. He says next round he's going to try to get that. I mean, he's really gone to bat for the people. He has a lot of courage. And I can get mad at him because he can do things a lot better in my view, but I can't look a gift horse in the mouth. I can't sit here and see this blessing and just throw it all out, you know, take my ball and go home. No. We're making major strides against these people. And if you notice, they're indicting more and more people. He's firing more and more federal agency heads ahead of the IRS. I mean, Trump's not playing around, folks. I'll be right back. Every guest I have had in studio in the last 6 months, I've given our medical grade USP methylene Bluetooth. I don't even tell them what it's going to do. I just say, here, take this, see what happens. Within 15 to 30 minutes, every guest says they've gotten energy like they've never experienced. Clarity, focus. It's like a fog has lifted. Their critical thinking goes to the next level. And that's what the science shows it does in our cells. It's not a stimulant, but it has that effect because it electrochemically turns up the literal electrochemical electricity in the body. And so he was here a few months ago, didn't know what it was, known me for a long time, said sure he'll take it. He heard Kennedy talk about it. RFK Jr. He took it, and it was so game-changing. In the last few months, he ran out of the bottle I gave him, so he wanted more. And the first thing he wanted was to take some more before we even went live on air. That's how amazing this is. You want to do the plug, and I appreciate this.
I do. I came
because you came in saying, I want more methylene blue, and then I looked over when you went on the air. You'd already slurped some down. Your mouth was blue. I said, you're Papa Smurf. So, Patrick Byrne.
How much is the correct amount to put in? About that much?
Yeah. I mean, Kennedy does three droppers. This is really strong.
You gave me some last time. I think you gave it on air. You totally feel the difference. I used the bottle you gave me. It's great. It totally makes it. You can feel it. It just keeps your energy level up and plateaued without bonks. So I love it. I used the bottle you gave me, and I came back to Austin just to pick up a pump.
Well, you can always get it at thealexjonesshow.com, but we'll certainly give you all you want. We also have the capsules, but we have the strongest medical grade. It's super good for you. It cleans out your mitochondria. Most people get instant energy, like 99% of people, but it's the workout. It's what does for your skin, your libido. So you've been on it a few months.
I just had that one bottle, but...
And you're saying no letdown. That's the best part. It's not an amphetamine. It's not a speed, but it feels like that.
I see RFKs on it. Yeah. I just used up that bottle, and so for a couple of weeks, I had this great energy, but it's not speed. It's not caffeine. It's nothing like that. It's doing something else for you. So I really...
Well, it skips three levels of the oxygenation process in the cells. It's just next level. It's incredible. And they've suppressed it. And my medical doctor 6 years ago said, get on it. And I said, get USP grade. It didn't do anything. And then our sponsor got this super strong one. I'm like, oh, let me try it. Whoa. I mean, it funds the operation, folks. But I'm telling you, if you haven't gotten our USP grade, real USP grade, ultramethylene blue, theoxygenshore.com, you are missing out. It is so good for you. 99% of people, it's more than that. Like, I've given it to like 400 people, maybe two or three didn't feel it. Some get totally freaked out that they're going crazy. So talk to your physician first. Take a very low dose the first time. You can't take it if you're on SSRIs and other things. It is amazing. TheAlexJonesShow.com. So,
It's not psychosomatic. It's not psycho. You feel it. You feel it.
Well, I didn't tell you what you were going to feel. How fast did it kick in and what did you feel?
I felt it by the time, the end of the show. By the time I got, the last time I was here, I felt it probably by the end of the show or by the time I got my car. You feel instant energy, but without the jitteriness of caffeine and focus. What I felt was focus, mental focus. It's probably like why you are as intense as you are, Alex.
It's made me more intense. Well, I was taking full doses at first. And then working out so hard that I had to go.
You look jacked.
Well, I've cut back. The point is, I only take it every 3 days now because it's crazy. Everything we sell, I want is working and is good. That's what I want. I mean, I'd be like a restaurant. I'm going to serve dog to people. They're not going to come back. But I mean, this thing is the most dramatic, quick acting, and it's good for you. It's just insane. And if I could just get a few more percentage of the audience to buy it, all our problems would be solved. Patrick Byrne was totally blown away by it, as every other guest we've given it to has been blown away.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are in go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Now we see the earth. You've got it. Now we see the earth now. You've got it. Now we see the earth. You've got it.
So the Democrats released a film early last year called Civil War, as most of you know, where there's a racist President Trump, and the military gets together with a bunch of states and goes to D.C. and kills him. A black woman, a sergeant, executes the president, all to create racial division. And again, the black people are not the enemy. The white people are not the enemy. But there's a certain percentage of all of us that are young and stupid that will get sucked into this. And the Democrat official plan, as I've said 5,000 times since August of 2020, when Podesta released an official plan to cause a civil war, official Democrat plan, and have blue states secede. And then they were able to steal it, so they didn't do it. Well, now they're trying to run the same plan. They've said they are. And I can't believe I've been harping on this and other people haven't paid attention. I know the White House has. I know General Flynn advising the president has. But all their No Kings protests and all this crap has been failing. And that's the good news. When despite all the attempts at racial division, you have record numbers of black folks and Hispanics voting Republican. And the Democrats are in full panic mode and really, 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 really want to derail that. Now I want to go back to your phone calls. And then we've got new announcements out of Zelensky, NATO, and the EU. It's exactly what I said was going to happen. This is a big deal. And so when we start the fourth hour, I'm going to tell you what is going to happen. And we knew this was going to happen, but now it's official. The U.S. is getting out of the war. NATO and Ukraine aren't going to stop, and they're going to fight the Russians alone. We've been running it and funding the whole thing. And this is good for Trump. But there's a major danger of false flags now to try to drag us back into it. And so that's what you're really going to see is just Trump to the world saying, hey, here's the deal. They don't take it. We're out. And then it'll be official. So, and now Zelensky and all of them have come out, like I said last week, and I said they're going to block it. They're going to say they're not going to do it. And they're going to promise to keep fighting. So that's coming up after this doctor comes on. But I want to continue with your phone calls. Let me just stop right there, though. Patrick Byrne started, you know, huge computer companies, you name it, you know, multi-billion dollar companies, really smart guy, journalist, you name it, worked in intelligence. He's in here a few months ago, and he says, methylene blue, I heard of that. Kennedy takes it. And he goes, what's it do? And I said, it's really good for you. Cleans out the mitochondria, helps accelerate the, you know, oxygen process in the cells. It's just amazing. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. He takes it. An hour later goes, oh, my God, this has changed my life. It's so incredible. Then he comes back a few months later. Hey, I want more of that. That is so amazing. When just grabs it off the counter and starts slurping it. Well, he comes on air and his mouth's blue because he didn't put it in water. It was concentrated. And he said to me, he goes, you know, I thought it was snake oil. And I said, well, Patrick, why would I sell something that doesn't work? I feel like if I sold computers that didn't even turn on when you bought them. I mean, what? When I get up here and I tell you something is amazing, it is, okay? And we have tens of millions of listeners today, and less than 1% of you ever buy anything at thealexandshore.com. You are missing out. We got the best Irish sea moss. You don't know what that does? You might want to research it. We got the best Shilajit. You don't know what that is? You probably want to find out. We got the strongest turmeric. You don't know what turmeric does? You got to be hiding under a rock. But this methylene blue, you know, it takes the tumor kicks in quick with inflammation and stuff, but the overall effects take weeks to kick in. Same thing with Shilajit, same thing with Irish sea moss. Most people just got to wait 15 minutes till they feel like they're plugged into a light switch in a good way with this. I mean, just get the Ultra Methylene Blue at thealexandshore.com. And you will be hooked. We have over an 80% reorder rate on that. That's unprecedented in the supplement industry because it works so good. Now, here's something else. People keep asking, why do you have the best stuff? How do you have the best stuff? Why do you continue to just have supplements that are so much better than everybody else's? Because we go out exhaustively and find out who the top rated, top sellers already are. There's usually two or three brands out of hundreds of each thing. And we go to them and we say, we'd like to private label it. And in almost every case, they say yes. Sometimes we have to sign an agreement not to say where we're getting from because they don't want to get political backlash. It's not rocket science. I go out and I get whatever's already the best and already has the best ratings, is already the most tested, and then I bring it to you. Wow, what a thought. So I've been hearing about this for years, and now it's all the rage. And about a year ago, they did a survey of the customers at thealexandshore.com about 11 months ago. And said, what is it you want the most? What product would you like to have? A lot of you got that email. And the number one thing was bovine colostrum. Now, it took them 6-8 months to find the best place. This is the highest rated, private labeled, 2,000 milligram per serving. And if you don't know what colostrum is, let me tell you. A cow's a mammal, we're a mammal. A dog's a mammal, a blue whale's a mammal. A killer whale is a mammal. I know most of you know that. And mammals drink milk from their mother's breasts. Yeah, whales have breasts. And the first milk of the first few weeks is called colostrum, and it's more clear, and it's full of all of the immunity and all the super nutrients. And it's basically God's vaccine. That's what the hospital systems think, try to keep women from breastfeeding. And, oh, go ahead and give them formula. And, oh, no, take your baby away. Don't do that. Because it's all baked in to make your kid unhealthy. So bovine colostrum has been given as a superfood going back in Germany 60, 70, 80 years. And, you know, if your kid was sickly or whatever, they would say, get a cow's colostrum, the first milk, right after it has a baby. Yeah, just get it from a regular dairy cow. And they would also say the best is actually a donkey's colostrum. They say it's even better than humans. Goat colostrum's good, too. And it's expensive, okay? So I'm not going to lie to you. People think bovine colostrum's great. It's widely produced. You can get it at a good price. You try to buy... It's even hard to get goat colostrum, and it's super hard to get Jenny colostrum. That's a male donkey's a Jack, and the girl's a Jenny. But the point is, ultra-rich people actually have those just for themselves. And they literally, the donkey has to have a baby, and then only for a few weeks do you get colostrum. All right? So, we've got the best bovine colostrum that we're introducing right now that you're going to find anywhere. Cellular recovery and defense matrix. So I'm introducing a new product right now, and this is the superfood of superfoods. Fuel your cells, feed your gut. It's also incredible for gut health and flora. High potency formula contains 2,000 milligrams of bovine colostrum per serving. Gut health support paired with marshmallow root to rebuild gut lining, reduce bloating, and enhance digestion. Immune support, natural compounds strengthen your body's defenses against toxins and stress. Muscle recovery aid promotes faster tissue repair and reduces soreness post-workout or strain. Stress and energy balance delivers calm, focused energy with natural adaptogens, no caffeine crashes. Toxin defense supports detox pathways to flush out environmental pollutants and free radicals. Enhance nutrient absorption, improves nutrient uptake for better overall health without fillers. Bovine Colostrum Plus, it's concentrated, is a high-impact dietary supplement designed to supercharge your gut health, immunity, and recovery with a potent 2,000-milligram dose of bovine colostrum enriched with 400 milligrams of IG and 500 mg lactoferrin paired with gut-soothing marshmallow root. It rebuilds your gut lining, reduces bloating, and enhances nutrient absorption for the whole body. Ethically sourced and sustainably packaged, this clean, filter-free formula is your gut daily defense against toxins and stress. And again, it's a hassle. I mean, because you only get this for a few weeks after the cow has a baby. So, it's the next best thing to mommy's milk that you can get widely available. So, it's all the rage for years. Everybody's going totally insane about it. I'm going to be taking it. Everybody keeps asking me, why aren't you on colostrum? What does your joints, your overall health, your gut, your skin, women that are into your skin, you put all these expensive creams on, all this stuff. You take pills for your nails. This is next level. And for a limited time, if you buy our bovine colostrum, you get 50% off on any other supplement you get today only. By the way, our ultimate turmeric formula, 95% curcuminoid, it's back in stock, 50% off. So I'm going to stop. That was a long plug because I'm introducing a new product. And I'll be completely honest with you. Everybody's been telling me to take colostrum for years. It's hard for me to start taking a supplement. Once I do and it works, I stay on it. I'm going to be taking this. All I hear about is how great it is. And I don't know why I wasn't doing it earlier. But you wanted it, listeners. This is the number one thing. The other thing you wanted was beef tallow to cook in. And we found a bunch of them, but it's just not feasible because of the market and all the rest of it. Well, we haven't gotten to that yet. So we're trying. But this is a super top brand at a very affordable price. You're crazy if you don't take it. Can't wait to see and hear your reviews. Thank you. All right. Let's go back to your phone calls. Thanks for holding. On the crime wave, the Democrats say doesn't exist. Tony in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's nice to actually talk to you. And, yeah, I do have a lot of your supplements. I have the Ultra 12, the X2, Brain Force, Basal Beats. I've been buying them for like 10 years.
Thank
so
you.
They're all very good. Yeah, and it's definitely interesting that I know 8 years ago you did talk about how they weren't going to go to jail. So hopefully if this time they do go to prison for what they're doing. But in Milwaukee with the crime wave, like we have people literally like recklessly drive in like downtown areas and like hit pedestrians on closed off streets. And the district attorneys are literally.
Oh, it happens here. My daughter, Charlotte, was on South Lamar like 2 years ago. She shot video of it. They blocked all the roads off. It was like Grand Theft Auto spinning, hit, crashing, yeah. People getting hit, people beating on her windows. I mean, yeah. So, yeah, we have that too. Tell folks what that's like.
Well, it's unbelievable because you can't even go downtown and have, like, a good time. Like, these girls were celebrating their graduation party, and a woman said her anxiety got the best of her as she was running from police, went through a barrier, and then hit two young females that are, like, just graduated college.
Now that's a key thing. It's not just carjackings and robberies and muggings and drug dealing. The general public's going crazy.
Yep. Yeah, and then in our city, it's like a huge problem with black youth stealing vehicles and stuff. Tommy McGee on YouTube actually did a very good Kia Boys documentary where all these kids are going around stealing cars and driving reckless because they know the police won't chase them because the policy is to don't chase if they drive reckless. So they'll drive on the sidewalk.
And they know the DAs will let them out. And again.
Oh, yeah.
And white kids are doing it too, so are Hispanics. But it is true that the majority in these cities is black kids doing it. And it's a setup, and it's so sad for their futures, everybody else. It is just a disaster.
Yeah, and 8 years ago, I did do that Bill Clinton is a rapist. I got in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Just so you know, that was pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah, we had prizes of thousands of dollars for anybody that told Bill Clinton he was a rapist to his face. Boy, they really got mad about that. Great job.
Yeah, that was hilarious. And then Hillary Clinton's out here trying to say, oh, there's no crime wave. Like, go come to the north side of Milwaukee and just walk around. Like, you will probably get stabbed or shot, I imagine. I work in a hospital in a rehab setting, so we get a lot of, like, you know, victims of car accidents, like gunshot victims, like, just a whole bunch of different types of patients. And
but wait a minute. Hillary said there's no crime, and she said everything's fine.
Yeah, she didn't have any private servers that were bleach bit or hammered out, too. And James Comey said she did commit crimes, but we don't think she intentionally committed any crimes.
Yeah, well, I mean, our reporter didn't get killed a few months ago, and I go to this little bodega down the street that's been there for, I've been here 16 years at this office, and the same guy, and they say, yeah, the crime is the worst it's ever been the last 5 years. It's only getting worse. And I talked to all the business people about it. I mean, even in nice areas, I was in a store in like West Austin a few months ago, and the manager's like, yeah, I got pistol whipped and robbed in the parking lot yesterday. And his nose was all cracked open. I mean, it's insane. Thanks for the call, brother. You know, that reminds me, we need to go back to some of InfoWars' greatest hits and just imagine how I gave out, I think, all total of $500,000 in prizes. What was it? $10,000 to anybody that told Bill and Hillary Clinton in a public event that he was a rapist. And we had airplanes flying around saying Bill Clinton's a rapist. At big events they had, you talk about trying to get killed. I didn't even think about them coming after me. I just don't even care. You know, it's like we spent $500,000 in prizes and another I think, $1 million on blimps and airplanes. New York, D.C., Cleveland, they're in the RNC, the DNC. We had, those big computer trucks, those big TV trucks, the sides are TVs, driving around with videos about Bill Clinton being a rapist and Jeffrey Epstein. And I just thought about, you talk about trying to get killed. I'm only here because of the grace of God. I'm lucky Hillary just set me up with the Sandy Hook thing and did all that. And I'm on all their hit list. We ought to go back and find a compilation of Bill Clinton's a rapist. I mean, it happened hundreds of times. And Obama got pissed and attacked me. Hillary did. I mean, we took over all that. We totally changed the narrative. Then we got the WikiLeaks right before with all even more evidence of it in there, all the pedophilia. Man, I am so blessed to still be alive. Wow. Wow. But again, thanks for backing us. That was back when we had a lot of money. And I'd be sitting with my accountant, and go, you got $10 million in the company account, Mr. Jones, what would you like to do? And I go, let's give away the t-shirts it's cost. And, for $5 a piece and put out 200,000 of them. Let's run $1 million of airplanes and blimps. I think it was over $1 million. And I was just burning through that. I go, let's just buy $5 million of Google ads for my show. And let's take it. And we just went like, they let us have the ads. And it was just like, they're like, his videos got served out billions of times a month. Yeah, not only do we have viral spread by the listeners, I paid for it. I didn't go buy a private jet or a Bentley. It'd be okay if I did. No, I wasn't up here asking for money from you because I wanted to have a golden toilet. I wanted to destroy the New World Order. And when you support me, that's what you get. Sorry, I'm a little bit of a flashback there. Good flashback. Peter in Chicago. Hillary says crimes are an all-time low. Is that true there, Peter in Chicago?
I would have to say absolutely not. And when I heard that Trump was doing this stuff with the National Guard in D.C., I was kind of thinking to myself, it'd be nice if we had the National Guard in Chicago. I have a few friends that have been mugged, and one was pretty bad. But my dad a while ago was talking about maybe 10 years ago how with all the phones and people recording everything, the cops can't actually do their job. And he was saying, he was predicting that there were going to be these like mini private security agencies that came up. And now you see people are doing that at gas stations. But I wanted to ask about yesterday, Pat Byrne, incredible show. I learned a ton, but he said one thing that I was confused about, and he said that the Austin PD could pretty much take out the cartels. From what I've seen, that just doesn't sound even remotely true. Their entire culture is like drugs and guns and killing and sending examples. So I was wondering if you could give any clarification on that.
Well, that would take hours to go over, and I think he meant like to take out one of the local cartels. They have armored fortresses. They have armored vehicles. They fight with each other, but the corruption in the general society allows it to go on. The U.S. military could spy on the cartels for a few months, which they've done, and then hit them all simultaneously with C-130s because they don't have air defense, with howitzers and Puff the Magic Dragon Gatling guns, and kill them all. And then geolocate where they're all at. And then every time there's a new cartel leader pop up, you just kill them. And then it would all stop. The CIA helps set up the cartels, works with them. Trump's stopping that. And so the cartels have been partners with the CIA. Now, they don't totally run them, and they play them off against each other. And sometimes they get a little uppity. But the Democrats were openly working with Venezuela, that is the senior partner to Mexico. And their operations. So, no, the cartels are very easy to wipe out. It's not like Charlie in Vietnam that's super hardcore in the jungle and never gives up, has a bag of rice and a bag of bullets, and is decentralized. The cartels can just absolutely be wiped out. Trump doesn't let the U.S. banks launder the money anymore. They're all pissed. I mean, he's shutting it down.
No, I totally agree. I mean, with the Soleimani thing, it was like, I sent him a picture of his house, and he asked me, why did you do that? And I said, we'll just have to find out. So if he did the same things, I mean, The satellite.
I mean, here's the deal. They've killed 1,800,000 of us in the last decade with this fentanyl. We're under attack. And now they've moved out of Mexico to Canada, lets them basically produce it. And so Trump's like, I'm going to put tariffs on you because of that. Damn right. They're lucky we don't invade their ass. And again, that's the Chi-Coms doing that. I appreciate your call, brother. We have some really interesting videos I'm going to get to here in a moment. In fact, put that back on screen. Do we have that yet? Now listen to this. And again, it isn't that they couldn't get a smart black woman to be the police chief. Okay? I keep feeling bad doing this because, you know, you see Mayor Bash, you see this woman, you see Kamala Harris, who, by the way, is not black. You see Joe Biden totally out of his mind. They want people that are super stupid or cognitive declining. Watch as Washington, D.C. police chief Pamela Smith appears confused and unsure what the chain of command means. She's just installed in there. Now, there's real people behind the scenes that run it, but they want incompetent idiots up there in the fire departments, all of it, because the bad guys are getting ready to burn the city down. It's the same thing. Listen to her. She doesn't even know, because now that Trump's federalized it, she doesn't know Trump's her boss. She doesn't even know what the chain of command is. Here it is.
What the chain of command is now?
What does that mean?
Well, is it Pam Bondi speaking to the mayor, speaking to you, or how does this work?
So the executive order is clear. The president has requested MPD services, and our home rule charter outlines the process. The president designated Attorney General Bondi proxy.
So let's stop right there. So you notice the mayor is evil, but she's a smart black lady. But the puppet they got, let's play that from the start again, says, what does that mean? Like, who's in charge now? the aliens land, take me to your leader? Like, well, you know what that means, lady? Like, who's the football coach here? Who's the owner of the team? Who signs the checks? Hey, who's the boss? And who's the manager? Remember the fat lesbian deputy fire chief? You know, we don't need to be able to pick people up anymore. If you're in your house hurt, I don't need to be able to pick you up. They're like, hey, you weigh 300 pounds. Can you pick up somebody? I don't need to pick somebody up. I'm not going to help you. You shouldn't be in a house that's on fire. What? You wake up, you're in a wheelchair, you can't get out. And she says, I don't need to pick your ass up. I'm just a big old fat woman. I mean, these people are crazy. Go out to break with this. Listen to this.
What the chain of command is now?
What does that mean?
Well, is it Pam Bondi speaking to the mayor, speaking to you, or how does this work?
So the executive order is clear. The president requested MPD services and home rule charge.
Mike Judge predicted Idiocracy would come in 300 years. No, it came in 20 years. This is total idiocracy. We need funds. We're fighting the globalists at point blank range. And they got a receivership hearing with Judge Gloria Gamble that ran the Texas show trial next week to send the sheriffs here. I get it could be within days next Wednesday to shut us down. And I'm sure we'll get lots of funds then once we're shut down. Be like, oh God, he really did need help. Oh yeah. We have been battling and battling and barely surviving. They turned the internet off here before. They had a fake sale to Bloomberg's front group. Remember all that? And it was because we didn't give up and the crew didn't give up. When I told the crew, no, we're going to beat this, don't go. And I stayed here and slept here a couple times. That we're still here. And because you bought the products, we had enough money for lawyers to go battle it and beat it. Everybody listening needs to get off the fence, get off the bench, get up at the plate, and needs to go become a VIP. $30 a month, see it as a donation. You get $40 each month to spend the store, sales on top of everything, special deals, special offers just to you. It's insane. And then if you really just want to support and you don't want methylene blue or turmeric, you're crazy if you don't, or Ultimate Life Force, the best cardiovascular spike protein detox, everybody should be taking it. I mean, it's the best. Ultimate Life Force is the best cardiovascular, heart health, spike protein detoxer. Every man, woman, and child should take at least one regimen of it, see how you feel. It does dramatic things. We have the strongest turmeric. You should get it. And I got a lot of news to cover. I won't sit here and beat a dead horse, but the news we get out is so powerful, and it's that less than 1% of people that buy stuff at thealexandstore.com that make all this possible. And this fight is your fight. They want us off the air because they want to shut down focal points of organizations that hold the Trump administration's feet to the fire and warn Trump and warn his advisors and have a big effect and big pull, as the administrations have said and as the Democrats have said. They've come after Trump. They've sued Trump. They've had their operatives in there, and they see our stuff everywhere. Step into the zone of history and understand that you are the king. You are the variable. You are the Paul Revere's. You are the resistance. This dog don't hunt without you.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.